This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, July 2nd, 2017. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Anything you'd like to talk about, perhaps you've had a problem, you've tried, you've applied, you've done the same old, you know, things that really don't work. Here's an opportunity. Let's figure it out, how to fix things for you without drugs or surgery. And you know the drill. When I'm not here, go to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com. Give me a note and we'll handle whatever you want to talk about. Very special weekend. Today is July the 2nd, and obviously it's the Independence Day weekend coming up. July the 4th will be on Tuesday. And as we get into the program today, I want to kind of prompt you to stay with us throughout the entire program, because we have a very special guest in the second half of the program, somebody that's familiar to the Washington area and that we'll all be listening to as the NFL season starts opening up this coming August, September. Somebody who has been a very dear friend of mine, somebody who I've had the pleasure to be part of his career and life. Who am I talking to? Well, none other than the premier franchise quarterback for the Washington Redskins, Kirk Cousins. Kirk will be our guest in the second half of the program, and we're going to talk about how he keeps himself together, the things that he's done. We're going to talk a little bit about nutrition, applied kinesiology with him, and where his focus is relative to his health. So stay tuned and make sure that you tell everybody else, hey, listen, you got to listen to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in the second half of the program, because so start texting and start calling people, and Kirk will be with us in a very short period of time. Having said that, you know, we have a holiday weekend that's sitting here in front of us. And, you know, as every holiday goes, we go out and do things that probably are a little bit deleterious to our overall health and stability. And, you know, we drink too much and we go out and get sunburned because, you know, we don't think that we can get torched by that sun. Unfortunately, we find ourselves wrong way too often. We don't eat the way we should. You know, picnics and hot dogs and hamburgers and the sodas and things that just cause the body to break down. You've heard the drill. I've met many of you over the last couple of months that I've been doing these town hall health and wellness meetings. They've been a lot of fun. Met a lot of you up in Gaithersburg 2 weeks ago. It was a great night. Thank you for taking the time and joining me up there. We had the opportunity to do some demonstrations and shows and show and tell, things that, you know, that you can actually take home and apply immediately. And oh, by the way, we're going to be doing more of those as the months roll upon. 2017. It's fun to meet and show and demonstrate and, you know, impress upon you that you really can make a difference in your life, no matter where you are. See, I have this crazy belief system that as long as you're breathing, you have an opportunity to change. As long as you have the capacity to do something different, make different choices, that your body is extremely forgiving and willing to shift virtually anything around. So let's give you some things that you can play with. Let's give you some things that you can do. We have, summer upon us, and subsequently an opportunity to get outside and move and do. So let's talk about the physicality of our lives. Remember, I look at everything from that equilateral triangle that we call the triad of health, the structural components, everything that you can touch and put your hands on, the biochemistry, things that, you know, you put into your body that shouldn't be there, and things that you need more of, or, you know, inadvertently the exposures that we have to electrical fields and xenoestrogens and so forth. And the third piece is stress and emotion. So, you know, right now the sun's out. We feel good about ourselves. Life is a little lighter. We get out and get a little exercise. But in our practice, we see so many people that end up with permanent injury because they didn't take the opportunity to pay attention to that structural, chemical, emotional platform. So how does that happen? Well, you like to play golf? So you go to the golf course and, you know, you warm up and you start hitting at a bucket of balls. But how many of you don't start with the light clubs? You start with the big guys, the heavy woods, and you start hammering away at those things. And that takes a lot of momentum. It takes a lot of swing. That pendulum coming down on that ball has a significant amount of force and vector. And but you didn't warm up. You just went up to the tee, put the ball on it, and started whacking away with a heavy club. Well, there's a couple things wrong with that. One, your body's tight. You didn't take the opportunity. Then you wonder why your hands go numb at nighttime and your neck is sore. You start getting headaches and you start getting some low back pain. And your golf game's out. Now you got to start shortening up the swing. And you don't follow through as well as you should. And your game becomes a shorter game. And it, instead of, you know, one bogey, now you're triple bogey, or you start getting frustrated and you take the stick and you want to wrap it around somebody's head, let alone the tree. So think about the things that you could have done, you know, like a little bit of stretching, make sure you're extremely well hydrated instead of drinking that beer out in the course and grabbing that hot dog, making sure that your body's getting the fuel, making sure that you take the time outside of the golf course to stretch and to exercise and to strengthen your body to make sure you can do what you like to do. It's called play golf. You know, there's so many of my patients that come in and I see them, you know, kind of limping in. They're trying to hide it. I said, what'd you do last weekend? Well, I was out in the golf course. Really? And you did what? And so they go through this litany. Well, I thought I did this. I did this. I swung too hard. No, it wasn't that. It's that you weren't prepared to make that happen. Same thing with tennis. A lot of you are tennis players. You go to your local clubs or your country clubs and you get out and play some tennis. But the problem is you don't strengthen and exercise your body in preparation for the tennis match. Think about your favorite tennis player. Do you think that they just go out and play pickup tennis? Do you think they go out and just put 100%, 110% of their body into that game without having prepared for it on a daily basis leading up to that match? But we think that we're impervious, that we can't do the things that we want to do because, you know, whatever, you fill in the gap. But did you put together a game plan? Did you put together a process of being able to fix your body in preparation of that tennis match or that golf game that you're going out with? How many of you are hikers and you go out and you decide to go out with the family? You're going to go up to Old Rag out here, you know, in the western portion of Virginia. And you spend the day, and Old Rag is a really beautiful, beautiful climb. If you haven't done it, you should go do it, but be prepared for it. Don't just think that you're going to get off your butt and just start, you know, climbing hills because the terrain is not even. The elevation can be significant. You're pulling yourself up, and then you come back after one experience of trying to optimize and maximize your physical prowess and you're hurting and you say, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm not going to do that anymore. Or you go outside and you get into the pool and you start swimming, but you forgot to prepare and your joints hurt and your shoulders don't work anymore. So am I hitting the buttons for you today? Are you understanding that with the things that we like to do has this element of preparation that we all forget about? And we have to look at the biochemical side. Now, we talked a little bit about the physical and preparation and stretching and getting strong and making sure that we're mobile and not just jumping into something. But how about the biochemical pieces? How about, you know, the things that you eat that you shouldn't be eating, the things that you need more of you don't get enough of? You know, you sit out there and you grab that soda, you grab that that can of whatever, and you think that's enough to hydrate you. The problem is it's dehydrating you. It's making you worse. So instead of the hot teas and the hot coffees, now you're going to go to the iced coffees and the iced teas, further dehydrating your body and causing your body to be significantly irritated and broken down. Not a good thing. We have to make sure that these things are looked at as a totality. You're going to have to excuse that phone in the background a little bit. That's probably our guest, none other than Kirk Cousins calling in. He's always on time. He's always on the mark, far more than most people I've ever met in my life. So we'll pick that up in a second, and he'll join us in the next segment. But Ken will handle that for us, and I'm really excited to have him here. It's, you know, we were at the house one night, and I was treating Kirk, and he said, listen, Doc, when are you going to let me be on the radio program? I said, what? You want to be on the program? He says, yeah. He says, come on, we got to talk about what we do and the things that that you do for me and keeping me fit and solid. And I said, great, let's make it happen. It'll be fun. So anyway, our guest in the next segment will be none other than Kirk Cousins, and we're looking forward to an amazing year with him. But before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, this preparation thing, this getting your body fit, you know, regardless of what the sport is that you play, whether you're a high intense professional athlete like Kirk Cousins, or you're like me, you go out on the weekends or during the week and you try to stay in shape, and you try to get your body to a place where you can continue the process of the things that you want to do in your life. And whether that's sports or whether that's just, you know, you're in the workplace. We've coined a term called athletes in industry, where we're also athletes in our home. And we have to prepare for those pieces. We're, you know, at the house, we're lifting vacuum cleaners, we're moving furniture around, we're lifting groceries and so forth. You can get hurt. Those things are efforts that will really demand that we have to make sure that we have flexibility. How many of you hurt yourself just by bending over and picking something up? That's not okay. We're not supposed to suffer the slings and arrows of that type of trepidation. How many of you in your workplace sit all day long and the only thing that you do exercise-wise is turn and pick up another piece of paper or go to your computer screen and you've got something over on the other side? Sitting is the worst thing that you can possibly do if you're not moving around, because it impairs your circulation. It stops lymph drainage from your body. So when we're talking about preparation, we have to talk about preparing for life, period. That's where we get in trouble. That's where, you know, we see somebody check out way too early, or, you know, they go to work one day and they decide to do something a little bit different and they end up with a heart attack or a stroke. Those are things that are highly preventable. So how do we prevent those things from happening? It's called putting a game plan together, structural, chemically, emotionally, understanding that your nervous system only responds well when it's being fed the right things, that it only responds well when you're stretching properly, that you're feeding it, you know, the chemistry that it needs to optimize itself. And when your mental state is one that is consistent with what it is that you're trying to do and it's not a push. So many of us do things because we have to, instead of looking forward to the things that we want to do. Remember that that golf game, that tennis match, that hike that you take with your family is really something that can be enjoyable, but there are preparation steps to getting you there. So why am I bugging you about this today? Well, simply because of the fact that this is the 4th of July weekend. This is the springboard for so many things that are going to happen in the next couple of months. And if you don't optimize what it is that you can do, then you're going to get yourself in trouble. And that means preparation. That means eating properly. That means, you know, don't grab that soda. That means watch all the garbage that we put in our bodies. That means making sure that you judge the optimization of what your body is capable of doing, but from a real point of view, not something that you think. So many of us, you know, think that we're still 15, 16, 18, 20 years old, and we, you know, can still do those things without any kind of preparation. Well, let me tell you, I'm here to say that you can do anything you want to do, but it takes a little preparation. I'm getting excited. Coming up in the segment, we're going to have none other than Kirk Cousins as our special guest today. I'm really looking forward to that. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on WMAL.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. As I said in the first part of the program, I have a very, very special guest, someone who I've grown extremely fond of and consider a friend. We've had a lot of experience over the years treating high performance and top level athletes over the period of my career of the last 40 years. But this is a very special person. This is somebody who I'm totally impressed with, someone who is laser not only in his capacity physically, but his ability to prepare for that and his ability to stay present and focused. We're talking about none other than the premier quarterback for the Washington Redskins, Kirk Cousins. Kirk, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks, Doc. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm delighted that you wanted to be here with us. Kirk, you're on the initial stages of a brilliant, brilliant career. You know, one that is not without some preparation and also preparing for the things that could happen. But what I want to start with, you're a very special guy. You have presence that very few athletes have. You know, we're talking about structural, chemical, emotional pathways. Let's talk about that emotional piece. In your mind, what makes you able to stay focused and centered and present where so many other people can't?
Well, I think that is part of the challenge of playing professional athletics at a high level, and especially the position of quarterback. I think I've always been somebody who, you know, was able to process and assimilate information quickly, but certainly have had to work at it through the years. And it's not just a drill here or there. It's years and years and years of stacking up experience and different events kind of form my ability to handle the pressure and handle the quick decision making in the moment, but not without its challenges. And you know, you and I have talked in the past about, you know, PIP, picture it perfect, and trying to visualize and use visualization and see yourself doing things perfectly and at a very high level to then kind of train your body and use your mind and your visionary ability to train your body to be able to do things in the most optimum way so that when you do get in those moments, you feel like you've been there before and your body knows how to handle it and have success.
You know, you've had to prove yourself repetitively over the last several years. You know, there's been those who, you know, have applauded you and those of you, those out there who have been skeptics. But you've continued to prove them wrong, the skeptics, and you've supported the people who have supported you. But here's the thing. You're an NFL player. You're playing at a place where it only gets more intense and only gets better. If you had to, you know, tell our listeners about preparation, you know, going into the mental piece, the mental focus. We're going to get into the biochemistry over time. How would you position that? What would that mental piece look like, you know, before game day?
Well, there are certainly a lot of nerves on game day. There's a lot of pressure leading up to a big game. And I think, you know, we all feel it. It's a matter of still being able to function at a high level in spite of it. And I think you feel that because it matters to you. You know, I don't feel pressure. I don't get nervous when things don't matter to me or the outcome is insignificant. But when I care about what's going on, then that's where my emotions start to get involved. And, you know, and when things can be a challenge from a mental standpoint, that's where, you know, you can start to feel the pressure. But, you know, I think deep breathing is very important for me, you know, being able to get deep breaths and, slow my breathing down when naturally I want to speed it up, you know, and finding a quiet place just to close my eyes and decrease the amount of input I'm taking in from different senses and be able to just kind of chill for a moment and steal those moments whenever I can on game day. And just the reminders, you know, of positive, you know, affirmation of knowing, hey, I've been here before, I've had success, you know, and just continuing to state truths and state facts about the situation, because certainly in challenging moments, that's where doubt starts to creep in or fears. And a lot of them aren't rational. A lot of them are not the truth. And the truth is that, hey, you are a good player. You've been here before. You've had success. You can and will do this. And so, you know, when you start to address the facts of the situation, it helps to dissipate the fear and the anxiety
and calm the situation down. Kirk, we're coming up to a break and we're going to come right back. And I want to get into, you know, your preparation, nutritional pieces, the things that have helped you and held you back together. So hang in there, my friend. We'll be right back after some very important messages.
This is Dr. Tom Rozell Live on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. My guest today, none other than the amazing, the brilliant Kirk Cousins, quarterback for the Washington Redskins. We're talking a little bit about what's made this young player one of the best in the NFL and probably one of the most amazing human beings that I've had the pleasure of working with over my 40-year career. Kirk, you still with us?
I am. Yes, Doc.
Kirk, let's get into, you know, the process of how you keep that body intact, both, you know, structurally and nutritionally. I started treating you a few years ago, and you were referred to me by a very brilliant chiropractor, an applied kinesiologist. And the techniques that we use with you are related to a fundamental that most people aren't aware with, you know, structural, chemical, emotional pathway being the why is that behind how muscle and organ systems and so forth affect the body. And, you know, it goes without saying that you take some lumps and bumps. You've had great care. You've had a tremendous amount of high-talented professional people around you. We're not just talking about what I do for you, but other people as well. What do you hold as necessary to keep you going relative? We talked about the mental in the last part of the program, but physically, structurally, what are the important keys for you to make sure that they're there every time, every game, they're the must?
Well, I do take a holistic, natural perspective in terms of the way I want to take care of my body. Longevity in a football season and a football career is very, very important, and it doesn't happen by accident. So I really believe in the marriage of chiropractic medicine with applied kinesiology, and that's why I've come to see you, such that I'm coming to see you once a week during the season to get adjusted, sometimes more than that. But every game is like a minor car accident in terms of the hits and the contact that we take as players. And so I want to, you know, have you look at my vertebrae, my cervical vertebrae, my thoracic vertebrae, my lumbar spine, and all the way down from the top of my head to the bottom of my toes, and just see if everything is working properly. And if I'm giving myself the best chance to not only be physically healthy, but to get my body to be neuromuscularly at its peak performance, where I'm as accurate as I can possibly be. And that little centimeter or millimeter difference on a throw can make the difference in the NFL. So I want to make sure my body is as fine-tuned as possible. But I love the supplements, the muscle testing, in addition to diet suggestions that I've learned through yourself and people like you who have the perspective you have. And all of that has come together, many facets come together to form, the kind of health and longevity that I want to develop. But it takes a great deal of discipline, to eat the right way and to get the right sleep and to, form the right habits and understand the importance of finding time to go see a chiropractor regularly. But all these things, I believe, combined to create wholeness and wellness. And in my profession, it's hard to put a value on that. I mean, it is just such an important part of what we do.
Well, I have fun, with you because, I get to keep you at a pinnacle, a place where, you can perform at the highest level that your body is capable of doing. And as you said, it's more than just putting the fire out and fixing the pain, the problem, but it's keeping you at a platform where you have the ability, you have the capacity to function as best as you possibly can. You know, throughout the last few years when we've treated you, you've had some lumps and bumps and you've had things happen to you, but we're being able to get that done. Kirk, you've incorporated some other things in your treatment regime, and you get acupuncture and you do something called NeuroCore, which is extremely fascinating. You talk about that for a second.
Sure. So NeuroCore is a company based out of West Michigan, where I grew up, that does brain training, for lack of a better term, but it helps change brain chemistry to create better focus, better recovery, and get the brain away from feeling exhausted or feeling stressed or being exhausted or being stressed. And so that training has been significant for me. I do believe it's directly correlated with, playing better on the field. And I think it's helped many people, whether it be people with ADD who are on medication, being able to get off the medication and yet still maintain great focus, to, executives at Fortune 500 companies who are now much more capable of running the company and handling all that they're tasked with. So I think it's something that everybody can benefit from, especially in today's modern American culture and the rate that we're pushing people nowadays. Our brains can get pulled at warp speed and it's hard to keep up. So NeuroCore has made a big difference for me. Certainly another one of the facets that I use to help be at my utmost, my best on game day.
Yeah, it's very impressive. It's an area of application neurologically, kind of tanning them in with a lot of the work that we do in functional neurology that is really taking many athletes and top executives. And the thing that is beauty is that it's open not only to premier people of your caliber and status, but across the board, anybody can optimize it. We see kids going through trying to reach and trying to take the next level. And, you know, those things should be incorporated for their lives and their athletic performance as well. Kirk, you know, you are getting better and better and more specific about the foods that you eat and the things that, you know, that you use to repair your body. Do you have a normal? I know Julie, your wife, is, you know, your gatekeeper, and she's going to make sure that nothing goes in your body that isn't going to be supportive to you.
That's right.
You know, we all have behind every successful guy is an amazing woman, and you know, Julie certainly is all of that and more. What's your dietary regime like now? It's
sure.
gotten much better since I first sure. met you, but it's much better now.
Yeah, I have had a blood test to show me where I may be sensitive to certain food types, and then we also do the muscle testing with foods that I consume to see what my body responds well to. But the main big rocks are that my body just does not respond well to dairy, and that includes eggs, but you know, milk, cheese. My body just doesn't respond very well to it. And while I love to eat that stuff and I occasionally will have a cheat day, I've had to back away from it. And then in addition, my body does not respond very well to wheat and also to gluten. And so, I have to avoid those things as well. Fortunately, in today's culture, there are substitutes, you know, things like almond milk or cashew milk, that I've been able to consume that my body agrees with. And, you know, gluten-free products that are made with brown rice or some other alternatives have been good for me. My body responds better too. And I've been eating much cleaner, just trying to eat whole foods, plant-based foods. And then another tough one in our society today is to just decrease the amount of sugar consumption. You don't realize until you start thinking about it how much sugar is in so many different foods. And when you start to try to take it out of your diet, you don't realize how much you're addicted to it. And without thinking about it, your mind just goes toward it and craves it. And so it's taken some discipline to back away from the sugar consumption, but my body's also felt much better. And so I've lost a few pounds as well, which for most people is a good thing. For me as a skinny football player, I don't want to lose too much weight, but my body feels better on the practice field. And so that's certainly worth, you know, losing a few pounds here and there. And so I've been encouraged by the changes. And now it's just a matter of constant discipline to make that into a full-time habit. And I think the longer I go with this discipline, the easier it is to continue it as a routine.
Well, Sue and I have decided that we're going to lie to everybody and tell them that you're really 225 pounds of, you know, at 6% body fat. And we try to figure, even if I have to put weights in your back pocket to make that happen, I think that might be the way to go. That's the approach we
no
have
doubt.
To do.
And if you feel good, you play good. And that's what it's all about.
It is. That's what it's all about. And, you know, your flexibility and your capacity to be as physical as you are is incredibly impressive. What's the hardest part for you physically, to maintain your integrity? What do you have to constantly be on guard about, you know, so that you stay intact, so you stay at a place where you can perform optimally? We talked about diet, and we'll get back into that in a little bit, because diet can be inflammatory. Little injuries become huge if you're not eating properly, and they also zap and take away from your energy. But on a physical level, what do you have to constantly do, you know, to train, to make sure that your tensile strength is where it needs to be the best that you can possibly be?
I think it just takes a great deal of discipline. Everything from not staying up late, going to bed on time, and getting a good 8-9 hours of sleep each night, which I've learned is what my body needs to be successful. That takes discipline. It's tough to turn down, you know, a fun opportunity or staying up to watch a movie or a game. But I know that I need to go to bed on time, whether it's, you know, saying no to that sugar or that wheat or that dairy. Like I said, you know, turning down a piece of pizza can be difficult, but that's what's best for my body. And all those habits and forming those habits is where the challenge lies. But again, once you get into it and it becomes routine, it's a little easier and it becomes a way of life and you see the benefits. And so it's more motivating to continue. And, you know, I guess if it was easy, anybody could do it. And so you take the good with the bad. You know, it's a unique position I'm in as the quarterback of the Washington Redskins. It's a real privilege. And not everybody can do that job. And so it's a major privilege to be in that position. But with that comes great responsibility. And there's a lot of discipline and things that I shoulder to try to make sure I steward this platform as well as I possibly can for the amount of time that I get to do it.
You know, there's a lot of guys in the NFL that I've treated over the years that off season, they kind of lay back, they get out of shape, they don't prep quite as well until they get within a couple months of the season. That's not you. I've never known you to be anything close to that because you're so absolutely focus on what you do. But what's your prep time? Let's, you know, the season ends sometime in January, unless you get into the Super Bowl, which I'm looking forward to making that happen this year.
That's right.
You know, we're looking at the Super Bowl, Kirk. We're not looking at just the playoffs. I'm just letting you know
right.
that now.
But
what happens at that point? Do you shut down? Do you keep at it?
Well, I think I'm still a work in progress, learning what works best, but I don't think the shutdown mentality totally works. I think that I like to keep the pilot light on, if you will, and kind of always be focused on, forming good habits and not letting it get too far off the wagon. So while I do want to mentally check out a little bit and be able to get away from it all, and that's why Julie and I like to get away for, you know, the winter and go to Atlanta where she's from. And I think that's helpful. At the same time, I still want to eat healthy. And if I do have a cheat day, make it just a day and not, you know, a week or turn into a month. Same with sleep. You know, I don't want to develop a lot of sleep debt and have had, you know, several nights or a week where I didn't sleep well. And all that stuff, you know, piles on top of one another. And then suddenly you ask your body to go do something that it's not ready to do. And that's where injuries can happen. And you know, you start to regret some of the bad decisions. So, you know, I think it's okay to get away now and then, but it's just got to be careful as to what does that look like and for how long. And so for me, I've learned that kind of always staying active, keep moving, keep the pilot light on. I think there's value in that. I enjoy it. I enjoy staying disciplined. And if I get away from my habits for too long, I start to want to get back into it and make sure I'm keeping myself in good shape.
So in other words, what you're telling me is that I don't have to constantly browbeat you about that sweet tooth that you don't have anymore, right?
That's right. I think I'm always going to need the coaching and that's never going to go away, whether it's coming from my wife or from my chiropractor. I need that outside peer pressure, but at the same time, usually if you tell me, I'll listen.
Well, we'll have that conversation quite at length as time goes on.
Yes.
But
yes.
I'm impressed. You know, when I saw you the last time about a week and a half ago, I looked at you. You were stronger. You were tougher than you had been in a long period of time. You know, a few things that we need to work on and get you squared away. But your body is really resoundingly solid. It's just a matter of, you know, getting you to that place that you want. And your work that continually improves upon itself. What are your goals for your health? What are your goals for, you know, the next, you know, this next season? And, you know, how do you figure that you're going to reach them?
Well, I think, you know, it's the health thing is a big part of playing football. You know, I want to be able to go out each Sunday this season and be able to, you know, go out there with my teammates and not have to take a week off or have an injury that ends my season early. I want to be able to be healthy and know that my teammates and our fan base can count on me to be out there playing and playing well. So that's first and foremost what's most important. And then once I'm out there, I want to have a great year. I want to have a lot of production and help lead this team to a lot of wins and take another step. The last couple of years, we've had, you know, eight wins last season, 9 wins before that. I want to get us to double-digit wins. And it's a team game, but certainly the quarterback has a big, big part in that. So, you know, we want to win our division and all those good things, but we can't all do that today. So we just got to make decisions and habits today that help us get to that by the end of next season. And then certainly, as I look in the long run, you know, I want to play a long time. And my dream would be to be able to walk away from this game, not because my body tells me I have to or because the league tells me I'm no longer good enough, but because fortunately, hopefully, I'd be in a place where my body still feels good. The league still wants me around, but I'm ready to go do something else. And that'd be the dream for me, is that I take care of myself in such a way that I get to play as long as I want to play. And whatever that age is, we'll see. But that would be my dream, and I'm trying to do all the right things now to where we can make it happen.
We're going to make that happen, Kirk. That's everything that's on my list, is to make sure that you become the best of best. Listen, my friend, we're coming up to that ugly place in the program where we're going to have to end it for right now. Listen, I appreciate it. Thank you so very much, Kirk, for being with us today. And you and I will catch up soon. Have a great day, my friend.
Doc, thanks for having me on. You've been a big help to me and will continue to be, and look forward to working together for many years to come.
I hope so. I know it's going to happen. Take care.
All right. Bye.
We'll be right back after some very important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on WMAL.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you who are on the West Coast, you do the math. Those of you who are anyplace else in the country, thank you for listening. Appreciate it. And those that are listening through Armed Forces Radio, that's, we've had many of your emails. We're here to serve you. Thank you so very much for your service, particularly on this Independence Day weekend, where we should be considering everything that you do. Wasn't it fun having Kirk Cousins on the program with us? What an amazing athlete. What an amazing high-level performer. This guy is special, and we're going to see a whole lot of things from him this year. He's probably in the best shape that I've seen him in, and I've been treating him for the last 4 years, 4.5 years, and he just keeps getting stronger and better. He's cleaned things up. He's getting more pristine. His strength is better. His headspace is solid. And I'll give you a little sidebar on him. He wants to be here in Washington. He really would like to be here. So that's, you know, let's hope that everything gets solidified and, you know, we get to see Kirk here for the entirety of his career. What an amazing guy. I have the pleasure of treating him as I have many other NFL players, but this guy is really special. I appreciate him. I think I'm going to adopt him. I think I'm going to make him part of my family. Coming up over the summer, we have some special events planned for all of you. The town hall health and wellness programs that we have initiated seem to be an amazing success, and we're going to continue to tweak them for you. About a week or so ago, I lose track of time. I was up in Gaithersburg, as I said earlier in the program. It was a great event. We had so much fun up there. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for introducing yourselves and meeting us. We're going to try to do it around the Beltway in different places where we can give you as much information as we possibly could, but more importantly, to answer your questions one-on-one and to be able to do demonstrations and show and tells so you get it, so you understand it, so you can take it home and apply it, not just for guys like Kirk Cousins and, you know, people of that caliber, but for you. It's important that you get it, that you understand it, that you have the ability to put your life, your health, in a very different direction. Unfortunately, we're coming up to that end of the program where we have to say, see you next week, but that happens every week. You know, like I said, call the radio station. Make this a 3-hour program. It's all for you anyway. We love you a lot. We'll see you next week. Bye.